Port Coquitlam residents are being invited to make the community more inclusive and barrier-free. The city has opened its application process for its Equity, Diversity and Inclusion (EDI) Roundtable, which is responsible for providing input to POCO officials on removing barriers in programs and facilities. The deadline to apply is December 4. What's the focus for the 2023-24 year? In accordance with the Accessible British Columbia Act, the roundtable will be providing input on the creation of the city's first accessibility plan and a mechanism for public feedback on accessibility. EDI members will have the opportunity to join a subcommittee where they will act as a resource and provide feedback on identifying, removing and preventing barriers that community members with disabilities, including physical, sensory, mental, intellectual or cognitive impairments, experience or may experience in the course of interacting with the city, a news release states. What has the EDI committee done so far? This is the third year of POCO's EDI committee. The city explained the group accomplished the following tasks last year. Informed and led to city initiatives that included development of Port Coquitlam's first anti-racial discrimination and anti-racism policy. Encouraged the inclusion of American Sign Language. Encouraged the establishment sensory-friendly spaces. Provided a greater breadth of diverse voices at city events and the review and revision of the cultural celebrations and days of acknowledgement that the city recognizes. Received the city's proclamation recognizing March 21 as the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Presented to council the importance of this day, bringing awareness to the reality of racial discrimination. What you need to know. EDI Roundtable volunteers are sought who reflect the community itself, including the diverse voices of Indigenous people, Black, people of color, LGBT2SQ+, and gender-diverse people, people with disabilities, immigrants and newcomers, people living in poverty, seniors, women and youth and others, a news release states. POCO added that experience working in teams or with community groups, boards or organizations is an asset. What is the length of the term? The term will begin in January 2023 and end in June 2024, and meetings are set to take place every other month on Thursday evenings. The roundtable will break in July and August, and members will have the opportunity to take part in additional working group projects and discussions. The selected members will be announced in the new year. For more information and to apply for the EDI Roundtable, you can visit its page on the City of Port Coquitlam's website.